Besser News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Federal Reserve is leaving its key interest rate unchanged, much to President Trump's displeasure. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the economy remains solid, but inflation remains a concern.
Everyone that I know is forecasting a meaningful increase in inflation in coming months from tariffs.
The Fed still expects two interest rate cuts by the end of this year. That's not fast enough for President Trump, who complains that Powell hasn't succumbed to his pressure to lower rates.
I do it every way in the book. I'm nasty, I'm nice, nothing works.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican senator is criticizing the manner in which his Democratic colleague, Senator Alex Padilla of California, was detained last week when he interrupted a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Tillis had plenty of criticism for Padilla, who was detained after interrupting the press conference last week in Los Angeles. But the North Carolina Republican reserved some of his criticism for those who wrestled down Padilla and put him in cuffs. Tillis said on the Senate floor it was disgusting to see anybody wrestle to the floor, but especially a U.S. senator that's in a federal building. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Supreme Court has upheld by a 6-3 vote a Tennessee ban on sex change operations and other treatments on children. Another 26 states have laws similar to Tennessee's. President Trump has also sought to block federal spending on puberty blockers and hormone treatments for those under age 19. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the conservative majority, "The law does not violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause." On Wall Street, the Dow down by 44 points, the Nasdaq rose 25. This is SRN News. More bad news from Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have massacred nearly 200 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. It's just the latest outrage in a couple of decades of persecution brought by multiple Islamic extremist groups operating in Nigeria. The government has tried to bring the terrorists to heel, but many observers say it's been a half-hearted effort. Despite the large Christian population in Nigeria, most of its governing officials are Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It's home to 20 monasteries and observes a number of ancient traditions. This is SRN News. An attorney who in years past worked for Mexican drug cartels has been elected to a judgeship in Mexico, and the BBC's Will Grant says that's creating some controversy.
Silvia Delgado was part of the defense team for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman when he was brought before a judge in Ciudad Juarez in 2017. Her critics say she represents everything that is wrong with voting for judges in Mexico. A leading human rights and transparency organization said she was one of several candidates with alleged links to organized crime on the ballot sheet and could be compromised as a judge. Speaking to the BBC ahead of the vote, she dismissed the idea that she should step down over her previous ties to a drug cartel.
Air India faces fresh turbulence following last week's fatal crash as additional safety inspections on its Dreamliner fleet led to flight delays. More details at srnnews.com.